This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on community organizations and unions are keys to upward mobility. Sometimes at ACORN's annual legislative conferences in Washington, D.C., I would be just in and out. But one time I overlapped a contentious session between Harvard's Robert Putnam of Bowling Alone fame and ACORN leaders and members. The members were arguing that their experience with ACORN and their local community organizations in their neighborhoods contradicted his claims about the increasing weakness of community and organizational ties. Everyone ended up politely in a standoff of sorts, all of which made my eyes stick to a piece in the Times that talked about a study that finds greater economic mobility in areas with more union membership. Their formula, though, was reductionist, essentially that in urban areas where there is more union density, there are higher wages paid to both members and non-members, and these wage increases waterfall down to children, and the combined impact helps increase economic mobility on an intergenerational level. All of that's good news and hardly a surprise, but nice to hear that Raj Chetty of Stanford now and Nathaniel Hendren of Harvard are putting the pieces together to provide the proof. The Times reported that the size of the effect is small. But what are the other effects that are larger, according to the megadomes? They say there are five factors that impact a low-income child's chances of finding their way up to the middle class in our increasingly stratified and unequal America. Single motherhood? Not good. High school dropout rate? Bad. Residential segregation? Terrible. And, big drum roll, hear this, the amount of social capital as measured by indicators like voter turnout and participation in community organizations. And according to the authors, that's not just good, but great. Or as Chetty writes elsewhere, some of the strongest predictors of upward mobility are correlates of social capital. The members were not just arguing for the heck of it back a decade or more ago with Putnam. They were right because they were speaking from their experience. And Putnam, rather than poo-pooing their points because of falling membership in churches, garden clubs, scouting, and yes, bowling leagues, should have been applauding them as the way out and up in the future. At a community organization that also does voter registration, as ACORN did, and we are mixing the secret sauce in low and moderate income neighborhoods that could have powered Popeye, Superman, and a whole hall of heroes. We've talked about and advocated community labor coalitions for years. Now we have a new argument. Add community organizations and our whole range of activities to build social capital and combine that participation with participation in unions to raise income, and wham bam, we're moving on up. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.